Hi, you sound especially, sexy.
Really?
No, not at all. You sound terrible.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I feel like death.
Yeah, and this is a highly contagious situation you've got me in. Is that what you're saying?
It's a cold.
Okay.
Is that highly contagious?
Well, I mean,
somewhat contagious. But I have colds
are probably the easiest thing to pick up.
I have reined in many of the factors that would facilitate the spreading of it.
So you're not going to...
The sneezing, okay. The runny nose, right. That kind of stuff.
So you're not going to be expelling any germ-carrying saliva at me at any point. No fluids are going to be flung my way.
Not accidentally. Larry, press the button.
Hold on, let me put my protective gloves on.
Press it.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Ah, nice. Run away. Hey, Josh Fligger and Sam Farmer.
Don't mention his name.
They're on assignment.
No.
Yeah. Don't mention whose name.
Sam Farber is fine. Sam Farmer is a man.
Did you say
who's
Sam Farber?
Farber. Sam Farber. That's his name, right?
that's the intercom guy.
Sam Farmer is
KNX guy.
Is in fact doing the Lord's work right now. He is doing profiles and gathering information and teaching us more about the intricacies of the sporting world, that sort of thing.
He is?
Josh Fligger.
Oh, Josh.
is blowing us off.
He is. He has blown us off today.
He had a party thing. Is that what his text said?
Someone's throwing a party for him.
He didn't even say that. He just said,
no. There's a party.
But it is for him, right?
It has to be for him.
And there's a reason why.
Can we say what's going on?
Well, that's why we were going to talk to him today.
I know.
It was why he needed to be a part of this. I mean, he was our content today.
Yes. So we should tell people what's going on.
I guess.
Can we?
Or should we just call him?
Can we? Try to call. Can you call him and get him? Oh, will he be able to go through the board?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I don't want to divulge information. But if this airs next week, by the time it airs, it will be public knowledge, will it not?
And by the way,
nobody gives a crap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
I don't know if this is like a, you know, doctor-patient privilege.
Well, let's see if he picks up.
He won't pick up.
He told us not to call.
No, he's eating cake right now.
He's like, we are... Oh, he's going to...
He's not going to answer.
Oh, he's going to ghost us, isn't he?
Yeah, there's no way he'll answer.
Son of a bitch.
He's eating cake right now and having some Hawaiian punch.
This is Josh. Please leave your name.
Oh, bah.
We're leaving a message. Did it beep?
Josh.
Son of a bitch.
You bastard.
Yeah.
Ghost of us.
Yeah.
Josh, we're calling you. We want to talk to you.
Are you? Are you having cake?
Having cake.
Oh.
You having a cupcake?
Oh, is it vanilla cake or is it chocolate or is it chocolate outside, like yellow cake inside?
Are you having a beverage?
Mm.
Is it some high C?
Oh, you got it.
Sunny Delight.
In your sippy cup?
Call us.
Yeah.
Call us.
Yeah. Let us know that you would actually like to still talk to us or you're big time. He might be big time.
All right. We're going to tell everybody what's going on with you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Hey, we're hanging up.
Bye-bye.
All right.
So Josh is leaving one job and starting a new job.
Yes.
And
one of the reasons that I wanted to talk to him about this so much is that he's going to work at a place where I have had a working relationship for 25 years.
Wow.
Not only that, you and I both were an essential part, I believe.
Of him getting this
of
job?
Of him getting this position.
Yeah.
Because you were a reference.
Uh-huh.
I noticed I was not. But somewhere along the line, he made the slip up of mentioning that he knew me because he knew that I have worked there for years, and I know the person who interviewed him.
Oh, okay.
And so they called me independently, despite not being on his reference.
Chasing down every lead, good for them.
And that
smart
and,
cookie.
Well, yes, could have been devastating to his opportunity.
Well, because that's essentially asking for a reference when you're not expecting one.
Right.
Hold on a second.
You said you would not be expelling fluids.
I coughed into my flannel.
Okay.
There's a flannel cough.
Oh, well, then it's foolproof then.
Not any relation to flammel quiche, the...
Oh, Jesus.
The French pizza.
How much medication are you on right now?
Yeah. Can I just tell you? Yeah. I took some ibuprofen.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know what I need to do is get rid of the sneezing and the runny nose.
Yeah.
So I took a little pseudoephedrine. What's the over the counter name of that?
I don't know. Just like an antihistamine or
the pseudoephedrine stuff. Anyway, took that and then I went to the drugstore and I said, yeah, I want to stop sneezing. And I don't want to have my nose run anymore, and I don't want to take nighttime stuff, which is what most of that stuff comes with.
Right.
And they said, well, you should take some whatever the hell this was, Claritin D.
Yeah.
And so I popped one of those.
Yeah.
And that was just like 15 minutes ago.
Is this all a cocktail that you took within the last
hour and a half? Yeah.
Really? And you wanted some coffee when you came in here so we could throw some sort of stimulant in the mix.
Yes. I just wanted to bounce off the wall.
I just wanted to see you spin off the planet. I'm sorry we didn't do that.
So, were we done talking about Josh?
No, we
weren't. Things are getting cloudy.
Yeah, I know. That's why we need to get through as much of this as possible, because at some point I might be the only one not talking in monosyllabic tones. And just barely that.
Monosyllabic.
Oh.
Anyway, so what? He's starting this new gig.
Yeah.
And what is it? Did he start on Monday?
Yeah.
So
thus the party, apparently.
At his old place.
Mm-hmm.
He's been there, a year? And they're throwing a party for
him? Well, see, that's the question, because the text was not specific.
Uh-huh.
He said, don't think I'm going to be able to chat. They are having a little party thing in an hour. Now, that could have been like, hey, it's Thursday. It's almost Friday. Let's do the usual Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. Go get your Lawrence Welk outfits.
But because tomorrow's his last day.
Yeah.
The implication there is that he's actually having
doing
a little
body
soiree
shots right now. Yeah. Yeah.
And this is a place that he's been like for a cup of coffee,
and
basically.
This is a button down place that he's working.
See,
right?
I don't
pretty
know
much
that much about it.
I don't know much about it either, but it's one of those places where it's the media industry, you know?
Yeah, it's a very technical
situation.
It's not like a big creative place.
Right.
I mean, by the time this airs, he's not working there. So we can say, I think he was bored out of his mind, right?
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think he was just absolutely
It wasn't taxed to the full extent of his abilities?
Well, I'm still not quite sure what the extent of Josh's
abilities are.
I mean, when I gave my reference, I poured it on thick. I mean, I lied a lot.
Nice. Yeah, you have to.
Well, I mean, sometimes we're in the same small room together over at your place, you know, in the studio there, and I don't want him, giving me the stink eye the whole time.
Right.
And plus, he's going to bring some weird-ass food at some point that he'll clearly, slip some X-lax in.
He's going to bring red pickles into work at some point.
But laced with a diuretic to get back at me. So, of course, I was going to say nice things about him.
He should, yeah. good for him, though. I'm happy for him.
Glad
he's moving on. I think he's a little bitch for not talking to him.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy for him, too.
If I can say that.
So now he's, highfalutin. He's got his big new job.
Yeah, he's moved on. He doesn't need you anymore.
Maybe he doesn't need this podcast anymore.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it's a slippery slope, Andy. Jeez. It's a party with this crew now, and the next excuse will be what? He's going to be working for iHeart now.
Is that right?
That big company.
So right.
So he'll be, I'll be attending the BTS show at the iHeart Theater. It's the kind of thing they would do.
I see.
Do you know who BTS is?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Oh, good Lord. You're so lucky.
Who is it?
You're so lucky that you
K-pop?
Have...
K-pop?
Yeah.
Is
you're
it?
So lucky
the
you
Korean?
Have a little girl who doesn't care about this stuff yet.
Oh, God. You know what she does care about, though?
Oh, no.
Oh, son of a bitch. So she likes the Frozen.
How many times have you seen that movie?
Whenever, there's talk on a weekend about maybe watching a family movie, she digs her heels in, and it's got to fucking be Frozen. And I own it, so that's great.
Yeah.
You know, fine.
So it's there.
We bought it when Silas was, that age, and she loves it.
Yeah.
So, fine, we'll go in the other room and watch something that we've not seen before, and she'll watch Frozen again.
By herself?
Yeah. And she knows all the words to the songs yeah. and everything. And, you know, I pull up on Apple Music and Laura has to, can you play the Frozen? Can you play, you know, Let It Snow? Let It Go?
Let It Go. I think you'd know the words by now. It's only in the chorus 1,000 times.
And then, excuse me, we, on the Frozen soundtrack, there's the Idina Menzel version.
Mm-hmm.
A Delta Z. The Idina Menzel version,
yeah, which
in the movie.
She was the, yeah, she sang
it
in the
Elsa.
Movie, right?
And then it's sung by someone else.
Jesus, no. Oh, man. Is that the medication kicking in, or is it, or is this just, no, that actually, you know what, that's just stupid Andy.
It comes through any medication.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, Demi Lovato.
Oh.
Does the,
kind of a more modern, yeah. contemporary version.
Yeah, with a lot of at the end of the lines, oh. you know, every time she sings. Let it go.
Oh, no.
Let it go.
Oh, really dramatic, yeah.
Don't hold it back anymore. Let it go. It's what it is.
Yeah.
And so now she loves Demi Lovato and wants to see videos. What does Demi Lovato look like? And not everything Demi Lovato does, I would assume, is, you know, suitable for a 4.5-year-old.
Not child appropriate in every case.
Yeah.
But she was a child star,
yeah.
so there's some younger
stuff. Was she a Mouseketeer?
I feel like she was part of the Disney crew. Was she in that High School Musical stuff?
Yeah. Was that
Zac Efron?
Yeah.
When they
maybe
were younger?
So.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
I want to say so.
I'm glad I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of sorry I even know that enough to say High School Musical. Yeah.
Does that date back to Alex's
No, Alex,
teenagers?
No. He goes way back. I mean, our Frozen was Lion King, the original Lion King.
Right.
Which was delightful the first 20 times.
Sure.
But and then of course it was the soundtrack and the CD right. was in it, when CDs were a thing. Mm-hmm. It was in the player all the time.
Right.
I have a very distinct memory of him galloping around the house in a giant circle just singing "Just Can't Wait to Be King." But just that line.
Aww.
Over and over and over. It was the Let It Go of our era.
That's sweet.
No, it was yeah, it's adorable. Well, good news for you.
What?
Is that there's a Frozen 2 coming out
yes.
soon.
Yes. Yes.
At least you'll get to freshen up that.
Yeah, some new songs.
But most certainly they're going to reprise Let It Go. They're not going to let that go.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
And you shit on what I said? And you're going to float that out there like it's a...
I just felt like the someone else you had in the chamber. Like, you've done that one before. Like, I feel like you kind of flipped that one out very proudly. It was not spontaneous.
I had somebody flip out proudly.
Oh. Well.
It's true.
Look it up, kids.
So, anyway... So, got that going on. Now, I mean, yeah. Demi Lovato is what I'm going to have to achieve. It made me wonder, you're right on point. It made me wonder, what is the insufferable bullshit that I'm going to be dragged to as a father?
I mean, you've got
what
a girl.
What concerts am I going to be going to?
Yeah, because boys are kind of unpredictable, but they will literally jump around at every trend, and it depends on kind of the crowd he gets in with. But girls will latch on to something and hang on for dear life for a while. And and this K-pop thing is something that it's not drastically different than that late 90s, early 2000s boy band period mm-hmm. with, NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. And then they were trying
a
whole bunch
ones. Of very cleanly shaven Korean boys.
Yeah. But like a crowd of them, like there's half a dozen. There's more. Yeah. I think there's like a dozen guys up there. It's the BTS thing is so unusual because where do they find that? Where does that just catch hold? And I mean, because they're monstrous. They perform anywhere, and the crowd is squealing at the top of their lungs.
Well, it's one of those manufactured bands, like O-Town whatever. God, I can't believe I even remember that.
Yeah. What is the Nick Lachey one? 98 Degrees.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I worked at a radio station at one point that decided it was a top 40 station, and they decided we were going to go full on after a teen audience, a 12 to 24 audience. Uh-huh. And that was the era of New Kids on the Block.
Right.
And we played an NKOTB song every hour. Every hour. Oh.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That was about the time I should have tried to figure out what other skills I could own. I was young enough at that point to develop something else.
I want you to know that yawn I just had,
yeah,
that was the drugs starting to kick in.
Okay.
That's not because you're boring.
No. Usually you stifle the boring yawns.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Did you have anything else to add to BTS or K-pop?
No, I'm mystified, but then I'm old, so yeah. I guess I have that right.
Yeah, there's no accounting.
But I've never understood that.
No accounting for taste.
Yeah.
Especially stuff that originates overseas. I think that part of the popularity here, part of the fervor, was because of the fervor it already had there. Like if you look at a band that has, 5 million followers, well, they may all be in Asia,
yeah.
But they're 5 million followers. This is something I have. A crowd draws a crowd.
Well, in the internet age, the momentum is 0 to 60, like in seconds.
Right.
It is. Nobody's ever heard of these guys.
Yes.
Everybody's heard of these
and
guys.
You only
like
have
within
to,
like a snap of a, it's like
right.
the Thanos snap.
And you only have to get to that. Nice.
Hmm.
You only have to get to that that critical mass one time, and then
yeah.
You're there.
Yeah.
You exist on that planet.
And it's most of these guys. I mean, I nothing against who these BTS kids look like. They're fine young men, but they could be absolutely nothing by this time next year.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
This week I believe that Aaron, who is our
Boy Friday.
He does everything for us. He
that is the wrong
that
term.
Yeah. He's our.
I just imagine him showing up in a leather diaper and nothing else. And like, how may I serve you, gentlemen?
As he does.
Well, he does.
From time to time.
He has shown up that way. It's just like
Aaron has been a huge friend of.
You got water right there,
what
by
we
the
do.
Way.
Oh, that's for me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God.
You betcha.
Of what we do for a long, long, long time. Since the beginning. did you take a <He's> spinning... did you take a Full Metal Jacket reading into that? How did that happen?
Oh. Came very close to spewing my own fluids.
I did not try to infuse that with any Full Metal Jacket.
You don't know what you're doing
I
right
said for
now.
For a long, long time.
Yeah.
And you're the
no,
one.
No, you said for a long, long time.
I did.
You did.
But I didn't say. I didn't say
yes,
love us long time.
But you specifically left out the what is it? A conjunction or whatever? Whatever the connecting word there.
I don't think I did. I don't think I did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Can we play that back, please?
Josh says he called back.
That number?
He says he called back, yeah. To the number that...
Again?
Yes, try him again. He's been a great friend, Aaron has. He's on vacation. He's somewhere. So don't expect BTS to show up in the Your Artificial Friends feed anytime soon. And after your smart-ass comments, maybe never again. You dial on him?
Apparently Josh had a nice conversation with Kira's very own Greg Sims.
No. Did he really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Now do we have to be nice to him after we just...
Well, we can.
I guess so. We can.
Hello?
Josh!
Yes!
How you doing?
Oh, is this Party Boy Josh?
Yeah, that's me.
How's Greg Sims doing?
Who was that? Was that the phone?
Yeah, yeah. K-Earth's widely loved... afternoon personality.
Yeah. He's like, he's across the glass looking at me. Can I help you? Like, no, that's okay. I'm good.
Well, we kind of let the cat out of the bag earlier when we called and got no response.
Was the party for you, Josh?
Well, when you said you wanted to talk to everybody, I was like, you know what? There's no way in hell I'm answering that phone. There's no way in hell that I'm putting you on the phone with these people.
But you're ignoring the question. You sent us a text.
What?
You blew us off today for a brief conversation, which we're happy to have now, but you did say that don't think I'm going to be able to chat. They are having a little party thing in an hour.
It wasn't. It's not that. It wasn't. It's not that big of a deal. They have like some cake or something. I didn't want to be like,
oh, I knew they had cake. But I knew they had cake. Did they have Hawaiian punch?
No.
Sunny
half
D?
Water.
But the point is the party for you?
Yes.
All right.
They like you much?
It's not really a party. I mean, it's just a freaking cake.
You are ungrateful. They went out and got a cake for you.
All right. So I got a new job, right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
Let me tell you the story about what's going on. So I apply for. Did you tell them where? Did you say where I was working?
I don't think we did.
We didn't specifically say, but you can now because this is going to air next week.
I did reference that it's part of the iHeart conglomerate.
Yes. Let's just say, I was going to say it's for a company that you also work at.
Yes.
And so I apply for this job and I get a call back and I go in for an interview with this lady. She's really great and everything goes great. And they call me back to do a secondary interview. So I go in and I'm meeting with I guess they'd be like my co-managers or whatever. There's people I hadn't met yet. And they start asking me about the sound and everything. And then the main lady who brought me in goes, I really like that station. And she goes like, do you know Larry Morgan? I'm like, yeah, I know Larry Morgan. I'm like super excited because like now I can play my Larry Morgan card. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I totally know. You know, so,
Is there not a part of you that thought, ooh, maybe I shouldn't admit?
So then we start talking more, and they start asking me those usual interview questions, like, what do you like in a manager? What do you don't like in a manager? And I'm answering that, and all of a sudden she stops me, and she goes, do you know Andy Chanley? At this point in time, like, if I don't get this job, I'm basically the worst person who's ever existed.
Oh, because the little starry eyes came out when she mentioned Andy Chanley, right?
It was like, I'm a fan. And so she goes, at the end of the interview, she's like, okay, I need, because you just do your regular, this job wasn't in any broadcasting sense, so I wouldn't have people like you guys on my references, right? It was more like the traffic and stuff that I did with the other people.
Responsible.
So she's, So she goes,
he's got his radio industry resume and he's got his respectable industry resume.
Yes.
We got it.
You guys are the B list. So she goes, she's like, all right, so I got your business references right here. She's like, but we kind of require two personal references. And I'm like, not a problem. Put down Andy Chanley and Larry Morgan. It was a crowning achievement. And then she asked me if I'd ever been to Andy's shed.
Nice.
Oh, God damn it. No.
She's like, what's the inside of his shed like?
The shed has reached legendary status at this point.
She already knows what the inside. No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she was lovely. I can't wait for you to ruin this because she seemed like a lovely individual, and now you're going to go in there and just bound in there and be a young tough.
I don't know. Josh is clearly beloved if he's been at this place for like 5 minutes and they're buying him cake. I mean, he must. He's a beloved character.
I didn't mention that they sent me to pick up the cake, did I?
did they ask you to pay for it as well?
Because I'd pay half. Well, I only half.
Wait, hey, Josh, did you throw yourself a party at your job today? Is that what happened here?
And he hasn't told anybody that he's quitting.
Yeah.
They just walked by his office. Hey, what's cake for? Well, it's for me. It's lunch.
He's the only one eating the cake.
That's why he didn't want them on the phone.
Right. He's breaking it to him. He's breaking it to him today. Tomorrow's my last day.
I went to the gas station and got a ho-ho.
put a candle in it. Well, congratulations,
so,
man.
Anyway,
it's kind of cool actually, because I have had a relationship with that group of people for a very long time, and it's going to be kind of cool. Well, hopefully, we'll never actually.
I'm excited.
Hopefully, we'll never actually have to interact in any way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get enough of you on the podcast anyway.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons I wanted you guys to call is because I wanted to thank both of you for the great praise that you gave me when she called you. That was awesome.
Oh, no, I don't.
I did. I lied through my teeth.
Okay.
No, and said nice things. She's wonderful,
and
she listens to 88.5 FM, and told me she's a pledging member, she's a contributing member to the radio.
Wow.
So she's delightful, she's aces in my book. I can't wait for you to ruin this relationship.
Now, dude, I can tell you right now, you're around some really good people there. They work hard, but they're very cool, and I think you'll find some good challenges. And I mean, if I had any qualms, I would have called you on the sly and gone, oh, don't go. But it's a good group. It's a really good group.
Hey, and you want to hear something else? I just shaved off 45 minutes each way in my commute.
Oh.
Wow.
That's worth it right there.
Yeah.
Hour and a half back to my life every day. Just think of all that sweet gas money I saved. I'm excited.
Cool.
Good for you. So you start Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Monday Sweet. Morning. All right. Well, don't be late.
If you
it's
ever
only 20 minutes.
If you ever want to, like, you know, just like blow off work or something, I'll give you an extra key to my office on the fifth floor, which I'm never in, and you can lay down and take a nap.
I was going to say, is there pillows in there or something?
Bring a sleeping bag or something. But
do they know you still work there, Larry?
They do.
Larry is like Kramer there. It's like, technically, I don't work here.
No, I'm like George Costanza with the Yankees. I just keep showing
Steinbrenner.
Up. Yeah. It's like they thought they fired me, but I just walk right back in.
Well, let me at least get like 2 weeks in before I start sleeping on the job.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. I mean, isn't that standard rule?
At least that. Yeah. It's,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you kind of pick up steam a little bit just a couple of weeks before you have your review.
Right.
just so the last memory in their mind is like, yeah, Josh has really been showing up and, you know, putting in the work. And then you can start slacking off again once you get those fours and fives.
You're going to go in there, Larry, and people are going to like him more in 5 days than they liked you in the last 25 years. And they're going to be getting cake for him at the end of the month.
They're going to give me his office.
Wow, that's it. I shouldn't be talking about it. I'm reminding them I still have an office. Because I'm saving a ton of money on storage right now.
Yeah,
I just remembered you brought up review, and I think the last time I actually had a review from a manager, I was shit faced. It was St. Patrick's Day, and Dave sent me to get hammered, and I came back and I did my yearly review on
the sound.
That.
You went out. Went out to Tom Bergen's.
Yep. Dude, drinking tequila.
How'd that turn out? Oh well.
It was a fun morning. Afternoon dragged a little bit, but you know.
Well, Josh,
congratulations!
Yeah,
man.
Congrats, dude.
All right. I gotta go. I gotta go sit and watch YouTube at my desk for a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, and let me know if they're hiring. Let me know if they're hiring over there.
I'll let you know.
Apparently, a position's about to open up, apparently.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk to you later, Josh.
Enjoy the rest of that cake.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was particularly fiery and phlegmy.
Yeah? You need to cough something up a little bit? Should we pause?
No, I already did. It's under my armpit.
No, oh, God.
Hey.
Mm.
Did you have anything, a coda for the Josh thing?
No, I think we talked about him more than we need to.
Yeah, for somebody that's not here.
Gave him way more attention.
Yeah.
Did we mention Sam Farmer? Yeah, we did mention Sam Farmer.
You said something nice about him.
Yeah.
Although I don't think it was sincere.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I was talking nice about Sam Farber.
Right.
Sam Farmer, iffy on.
There is a Sam Farber on KNX.
I know.
It's great. First time I heard him, I'm like, Sam Farmer, KNX Sports. I'm like, wait, what? You can't. What? That's not... No, because he was on the sound at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, did you ever hear of this guy? He's like, yeah. There was like somebody had already confused the two of them.
Yeah, and, that happens all the time. I see a podcast with like, I see Pete Siegel. And I'm like, oh, wow, Pete's doing so-and-so's podcast. That's awesome. That's my buddy, the director,
right.
Pete Siegel, who made Tommy Boy and all these other movies. And then I look a little closer and it's Peter Segal. The NPR host right. of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, you know,
right.
and some other things. And he's on all these podcasts. And my friend Pete's never on a podcast. It always throws me off.
Right. So anyhow, I need your help with something.
Oh, okay.
I have a problem that I don't know how to address.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that I'm hoping that there's an outpouring on the Facebook page
right.
for or on our YAF line. And I keep forgetting the YAF line number. It's Amok PM Hat. Well, that's why I have the mnemonic device for moments like this where I forget. Amok PM Hat.
You're the only person who can remember it that way.
I don't think so.
You need to give the
number. I don't think that's true.
You need to give the numbers.
I don't have the number. But I have that. I do have some phone calls, though,
all
to
right,
it. Some mail we'll get to.
Oh, good.
Anyway, so people can call us there,
yeah.
or they can go on the Facebook and the face bag and give suggestions there. But, Larry, my problem is I've come to realize, the sound gets bought, and, you know, we all are showing the door there. That's a year and a half ago or
mm-hmm.
so. Just the things in between here and there, there have just been things at certain turns where I'm like, wow, I think I've got a little bit of bad luck going on.
Hmm.
I'll give you the most recent example. I am over at the radio station the other day, 88.5 FM, and I pop over there early in the morning for something, and as I'm walking back to my car, I trip over a parking stanchion in the parking lot. I fall down. I tear my $150 jeans in the knee, skin my knee badly, and fall down and smack my iPhone on the ground, and it shatters the screen on my iPhone.
Sorry.
Then I have to go that day to go. It's my only chance to get the thing repaired, right? I've got both kids at home because they both have strep throat. And I go to the Apple store to get this fixed. My appointment's at 1:40. It takes them 5 hours to complete said repair. In fact, they spend a couple hours doing the repair, and they're late, you know, like 45 minutes late coming out and saying, okay, they botched, well, they didn't buy, I don't know, the replacement of the glass didn't take. The screen was still kind of dark. So like, we'll just replace your phone.
Oh.
So they replaced my phone
right.
with a total $185
yeah.
for this and my jeans and my hole in my knee,
mm-hmm.
all of these things. It's those kinds of things that, and I'm in the Sherman Oaks Fashion Mall for 4 hours with two kids that are coughing on everything.
So that's ground zero
yeah.
right now
well,
for all sorts of stuff.
Now, I wouldn't, foist that upon people. They were on antibiotics for a couple of days already, and they weren't
likely story.
They weren't contagious anymore.
Okay, good.
But they were still coughing and annoying, and trying to get and taking them around to the Disney store.
Oh
the
no,
toy store,
that's right.
And it's Daddy, can we? Daddy, can we? Daddy, can we? Daddy, can we? And
did they want a pretzel?
They wanted. Oh, we got pretzels.
Wetzel
yeah, we got
pretzel?
Some Wetzel's pretzels, of
yeah.
course.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go over to Starbucks and get some juice. But the boy wants tea. And I'm like, you can't have tea. Tea has caffeine. I'm not going to give you that. It's 4 or 5 hours of that shit. And then once I had my phone, like a couple of things came up that I had to do for work, and my work email is deleted. I don't know what the email, the password is for that. So like 6 or 7 things that came up. I lost like a whole bunch of Words with Friends games because I couldn't log back into.
Baby.
That's the worst part of the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
There. At any rate, what I'm trying to say is it certainly seems sometimes to me, as of late, that I am bad luck fucking Schlepprock. that there's a cloud following me everywhere, mm-hmm. and I should just might as well start saying wowsy wowsy woo woo. It's that shitty.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
And Lara, like, she's seen this. You know, it happens when Mercury's retrograde.
Right.
But it seems like it's kind of spread into just all the time now for me. And she said, you got to burn some fucking sage. And I think I'm quoting her warmly and accurately when I say that.
Yeah, that sounds like her.
You got to knock this out.
Yeah.
And you got to do something. I'm like, I know. What do I need? Do I need to have my chakra cleaned? And what's a chakra? And how do you clean it? What is it that I need, Larry? What do I need to do to step out of the funk that I'm fucking wallowing in?
Because it does seem to go, I mean, I know, I've experienced it too, where it seems to go in waves where it is all the same. It's all at the same time.
Yeah.
Just everything.
It's everything.
One right after the other.
Last month, my clutch goes out on my car, and this and that and this and that and that and this. And it just seems like there's one thing after another that is absolutely driving me into the earth. Do you have any suggestions for how to clean my chakras? Is that what I need to do? Or is it, do I need to clean my aura? Or is the chakra part of the aura? Or is, I don't know.
You know, I would love to tell you.
Beyond my depth.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I would love to tell you. Usually what I do when I am encountering a period like this is I do probably what no real person with some sort of, anybody who's in touch with kind of their spiritual side and would want to give you some, you know, real guidance in a situation like this wouldn't tell you what I would do in this situation. I go hide in my apartment, close all the windows, and take a nap. And then I do that for like 4 or 5 days in a row until I realize, oh, no, I think I might be spiraling downward in a very, very bad way. And then I manage to come out of it.
I got kids. I can't just check out for a while. I'm
in all seriousness, if you could, that is the best way to kind of get yourself realigned. If in any way Laura had the opportunity to take the kids off, you know, give yourself like a day of just isolation where where you can clear responsibilities, where you can clear your head, where you can just kind of be at one with yourself, if you know what I mean. And I think you know what I mean. You know, there is something to be said for kind of quiet and not having screens and not having outside forces and not having screaming kids. But that's very hard to do.
But I'm asking for the woogiest answer possible here.
I don't got that.
What is it I need? Like,
do you meditate?
Like Phoebe on Friends to come pick shit out of the cloud that's hanging around me? What do I need? Do I need someone to lay stones on my belly? Yeah. Do I need?
I don't
do I need to get rolfed?
I don't.
How do you?
Boy, you do.
What is it? What would be the most? Is it burning some sage and dancing around in it?
I think it's any of the things that you feel like, if you believe that they'll have an effect, they can have an effect. And mostly it's just about just calming the part of yourself that puts yourself in a position for these things to happen. Not everything is within your control, but it'd be surprising to find out how many things are. Like if one of those things hadn't happened, then maybe you just wouldn't be feeling this. Or if you had managed to skip over the parking, you know, stanchion,
right,
you would feel much less like the world is shitting on you right now.
Huh.
If it was just one of those things. I don't know. I don't necessarily believe that those things have an effect, but I do find that if I actually sit down and meditate, if I put on that really quiet spa music on my Pandora and I sit and I actually focus on my breathing, and even if I gave myself 20 minutes of that and I just kind of, you know, breathe in, breathe out, it's again all about isolation. And if that's woo-woo enough for you, I find that can have a very calming effect on me until everything starts pooping on me again. But sometimes you just have to tough it out, you puss. How about that?
That's the tough love I needed right now. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to go and give somebody $75 so that they can do something with a talisman.
Yeah.
Not that in no way penetrates my body.
All right. Well, that was my next suggestion.
Do something that with a poultice and a chant that somehow and dream catchers in the corners of the room that gets the fucking demons out of me so that people can't smell me coming. And whether it works or not, like you're saying, that I believe it works.
Well, that's the thing. It all depends on what your makeup is. Because for me, quiet and solitude does wonders. Now, for you, you might like to actually like put on some boxing gloves and beat the shit out of something for a little while. And that might be very restorative for you to come out and go, I need to get this aggression out. I mean, different people have different things.
I think that's part of the thing that you would say that I look like somebody who needs to beat the shit out of
something. No, I'm not saying that.
That's a bad sign.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I think some people get more benefit out of kind of like a physical aggression on something so they can, you know,
a cathartic workout.
And I've that's not me. I don't need to beat anything up. I don't want to hurt myself more than I already am. And with your knee and all your other stuff going on, I'm not sure you want to be pounding on a heavy bag or anything like that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to beat you up? Do you think that would help? Do you think like more abuse might feel like, you know, you've had your fill?
And now Larry's going to beat me to death with a phone receiver.
Here we go. All right. Maybe
our listeners might have an idea for this.
Because everybody's got their thing, and everybody goes through what you're going through.
Right.
Here's what I can tell you, and this is in all seriousness. The word gratitude gets thrown around a lot these days. You know, Target puts it on decorative rocks. You know, it's kind of stupid. But one of the things that you can work on reminding yourself is all of this shit's happening to you. It's true. But you have a wife who loves you. And by the way, that's huge right there, because look at you.
Right.
You've got these two amazing kids who, despite the strep throat, are relatively healthy and delightful to be around.
Yeah, I won the lottery three times.
You have a lovely home. You have a spectacular shed. you can afford to get a new phone or get one fixed. You can afford $150 jeans, by the way. That's a lot to pay for a pair of jeans.
They make my butt look good.
Killer ass.
Thanks.
I mean,
you're right.
Think about all the things you have to be thankful for. You get to play great music on the radio and talk, and you get to meet amazing artists. You have a lovely life 96.7% of the time.
Merry Christmas, you old savings and loan!
There you
go. Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter! Merry Christmas, Oak Tree! It's a wonderful life! Thank you. You kept me off the bridge.
I mean,
you're my Clarence.
If you hadn't been born, I'm not saying that Laura and the rest of the people in your life wouldn't have continued to have a great life.
Sure.
I think they would have,
because
they're awesome people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. If anything, you're dragging them down with you.
I appreciate it.
And you have people in your life like me and Josh and Sam who enjoy your company and think you're cool beans.
Well, that's so sweet. Mm-hmm. I wasn't fishing for that.
No, but you got it anyway.
But thanks for that.
You got a little bit of...
That buoys me.
Yeah, you got a little bit of gooey icing on your...
Some buoy icing.
Some buoy... Does that help? Do you feel
better? That before I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thanks for that.
Sure.
But I'd still like to know if anybody knows where to buy some sage.
All right, didn't help that much.
I just wonder, you know, what... do I need to get... I think maybe I need some crystals.
Yeah. I wish
next time you see me,
I wish
I'd be wearing like a huge necklace of quartz.
I wish my coworker Lara Scott had been here today. I filled in for her on K Earth because she is that person. She's, oh, you have a headache? Oh, I have this cinnamon oil or peppermint oil. Put a dab on your head, and it's like she's got like...
She's great. She's one of those people that when you see her, every time I've seen Lara Scott, every time I see her, she exudes pleasantness.
Yeah.
Happiness.
No.
peace.
And she's got a cure for whatever ails you, whether it's internal or external, usually in one of her purses, her nine purses she brings. And it's something, you know, that smells good and, oh, you put it on, dab it on here, and it feels good. And it's like, oh, and I don't know if that crap works or not, but it sure makes you feel better.
Yeah. It makes you feel better that somebody gave a shit to begin with.
If it's a nice smelling placebo, I'm all in.
Right.
Yeah.
The placebo effect. I think that's what I'm after.
Yeah.
I think I just need someone to say, hey, when I snap my fingers, you're a chicken. And then I'll start fucking balking. Right? I'm willing. I'm ready. And hopefully.
So you're open.
I'm open. I'm open to anything.
Well, let's get some healing power going.
Yeah.
I
need a healer.
Shall we go to the YAF line?
Yeah, let's go to the YAF line and see.
What's that number again,
let's
Andy?
See who's yaffing. It's O Amuck PM Hat. Let's
That's
see.
O as in the letter O.
Yeah.
Amuck.
A-M-O-K.
P-M.
P-M as in evening. P-M.
Hat.
Hat.
As in chapeau.
Chapeau. It's like we complete each other's sandwiches. All right. Back to Frozen.
Say sandwiches.
Back to Frozen. Jinx. And Jinx again.
Let it go, Andy.
Okay.
Hey there, Yappers. This is Michael from Whittier. Just calling in. Finished listening to the end Game of Thrones, where there was kind of Game of Thrones stuff. but I wanted to talk about two things. I was surprised that you all had never heard of fry sauce from Utah. It's real popular out there, and they're seemingly really proud of it for some reason, but it's interesting to know that Heinz now made their own mayo chup, which sounds horrid. And then also about the Kessel Run, I'm surprised Larry was unaware of it, but the Hans always boasting about doing it in 12 parsecs is actually a feat because the smaller the distance means he has a more powerful ship and he can get closer to the black hole that he said is going around inside the Kessel Run. So if you've got a more powerful ship, you can do it in fewer parsecs, which is a lesser distance. Anyway, figured I'd share that, and you guys may or may not enjoy it or ridicule it. Thanks. Keep it up. Bye.
No. I really did enjoy that. I'd like to say quickly.
Yeah.
I did enjoy his phone call, and he sounds like one of the coolest nerds I've ever heard.
I was going to say, I did enjoy it. I did know that parsecs refers to length as opposed to time.
Yeah.
And then I was going to also make fun of him for being such a big fucking nerd.
Yeah.
But all those things are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What Utah? What did he say about Utah?
Oh God, this is Mike.
That was the only thing I missed and didn't understand.
Yeah.
Well,
and I don't want to play it again.
All right. Well,
let's see.
But thank you, I think. And, did he ask us any questions in there other than did we know stuff? And the answer is, yeah, we did.
I don't think so. Is this
my favorite part of that was, you know, talking about Game of Thrones, I guess. It's like, yeah, we just danced around it.
Let's see. I got two phone calls from the same number.
Mm-hmm.
The first one or the second one?
Well, go with the one that came in first.
All right, I'm going to try this. See what happens here.
Hey, my artificial friends. And, you know, I never paid attention to the part in the outgoing message. I keep forgetting that, Josh asked us to tell us what we're wearing. I'm wearing my Spectrum uniform, blue polo,
Spectrum,
black Dickies with the side pocket and the double layer knee
cool
area. I know.
Sweet.
And the floppy brimmed, full brimmed, khaki colored tan Spectrum hat. Anyway, this is Jared from Anaheim. Just listening to the latest episode and just finished, got to the part where you're talking about the picture of the female stripped down to this musculature photo. I knew exactly which photo you were talking. As soon as you said something about female anatomy photo, I immediately popped into my head too. It's seared there forever. That is the wackiest thing ever. And I'm just going to avoid hearing about the controversy about.
Oh,
he got cut off.
Oh, it's just because my phone stopped talking here.
Yeah. While you're trying to bring that back up, how long is that call? By the
way? It's a minute and a half. Yeah, I'm not going back. And he called back. I appreciate his phone call. Yeah, the picture's crazy.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that phone call was where he's describing his outfit. It's like in the double knees, and we're like, oh, cool. He's like, yeah, I know.
Sweet uniform.
I wish I would have had double knees in my jeans the other day.
Yeah, that would have come in handy. Yeah, that would have been come in handy for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
To that? Can you post a picture of that sweet uniform?
I guess I probably could. Did I play the second one? It's a minute and a half.
No.
Okay. Uh-huh. We'll move on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no offense, man, but...
We got a life to lead. Let's see here.
Hey, Yaffers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. Questions were asked. Answer number one. 1-inch PVC, broken fitting, leaking for at least 6 months. Answer number two. I do this for a living. I'm an excavation contractor. Now to today's episode. Today I filled in a pond, moved dirt to build the berm. Excavator, backhoe, dump truck. Lots of dirt moved. Talk to you later.
Do you know what Low Energy Mike has effectively done here?
What?
Don't you?
What?
He has essentially forced himself into our podcast and has created his own
segment.
He's got his own mini podcast within our podcast.
Yes.
We need to come up with production for here's Low Energy Mike with This Week in Excavation.
Yeah, but I think that's anathema. I think for Low Energy Mike to build it up.
No, I think that's exactly it. I think we orchestrate it. I mean, I think we actually go out and get a theme composed. We have a full symphony created.
Do you know anybody that does jingles?
It's like 2.5 minutes long. Then we go to that, and then we have an out jingle that's just as long as the intro.
At where you and Josh are going to work, does anybody do jingles over there anymore?
Yeah, I could probably get Alex to create something for us. My son would do
stuff
for us.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Low Energy Mike, I think you might be
and
right.
And Excavation Corner.
I like it.
I kind of think so. I think he needs his own segment. The problem is going to be to the point where suddenly, like... podcast networks are going to be calling, asking him.
Right. Wouldn't that be great? People want to advertise, but they don't want to advertise in the rest of the podcast we've got. They just want to advertise in that one 60-second segment that Low Energy Mike does.
Yeah, do you want us to do the live reads? No. We want Mike to actually
get
do
Low
it.
Energy Mike because he's one that's our advertisers are talking
feels
about.
Authentic. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Look, frankly, I'll be perfectly honest. He's become my favorite part of this podcast, too.
Easily.
Yeah.
Present company included.
No, but right there with you. Oh, by far.
Larry.
Yeah.
It's been a joy talking to you today. You made me forget about my pharmaceuticals.
I want you to feel better, but I also want that. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send out some of my own personal, Larry Morgan
juju?
Voodoo juju. and
voodoo,
ban that black cloud. If that black cloud is with you now,
yeah.
I want to extract it from above your head.
Well, you don't want it.
No,
do you
no,
have
no.
the power to extract it and then expel it
I'm
somewhere?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try and use my positive energy.
You're
which
grabbing
I have
at it.
I
You're
am.
Grabbing above
I'm
my head.
Physically grabbing
it's
above your head.
Me.
And I'm going to send it off into a more negative place. Like somebody over at K-Rock, where it belongs.
What's on the other side of that wall? Oh, it's the public files.
There we go. Perfect.
The FCC's problem now.
Put it in the corporate bin. There you go. You're feeling better? Look at you. Your eyes are brighter. You're laughing. You're smiling. You got snot running down your face. That you might want to wipe that.
That's my way.
It's been my pleasure, and I want you to feel better about internally and externally.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
That means a lot. I really appreciate that. How can people get a hold of you,
if
they want to lift you up between your legs?
Well, you can Venmo me probably best place. I enjoy the gram. Instagram. That's what the kids are saying.
Yeah,
BTS. The Larry Morgan on Instagram. Larry_Morgan on Twitter. And I got a Facebook page.
If you go to Instagram,
mm-hmm.
do people want to know about the Facebook page? Could they find it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you go to my Instagram, if you follow me on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
you can see a picture of my skin knee.
Oh.
I put it on there.
Did you?
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty gross.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm just drawn to put gross pictures up there whenever gross things happen. I had a sty in my eye. I had to put a picture up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You realize you could put, like, flowers and food and all sorts of stuff
up
there?
Yeah, I got to start putting pictures of my junk.
You did put the cat waffle up, and I thought that was adorable.
Wasn't that great? I made a cat waffle.
Yeah.
And she
kids didn't appreciate it.
She couldn't have given two shits.
That
she cried
was the beginning of your troubles.
You think that was
it? I think so. It's been two ever since Kitty Pancake.
Yeah. Kitty Waffle?
Kitty Waffle.
Yeah, I blame the kids.
Yeah.
On this one.
Yeah.
But if you follow me on Instagram, it's Andy Chanley, all one word, A-N-D-Y-C-H-A-N-L-E-Y. On Twitter, it's Andy_Chanley. And on Facebook, it's DJ Andy Chanley, because I like to switch shit up.
Yeah.
And so here, a minor announcement. We might take a week off, because it's Memorial Day coming up.
Right.
And this we may not, but we may. Don't think we're going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Don't sweat it. But, hey, people, we haven't missed a fucking week in 2 years.
Well,
so.
don't get mad at them.
Oh, you're right. I'm doing it again.
Yeah.
I just assumed they would get angry.
No. They're going to be like, you know what, Andy? It sounds like you need a week off. So go ahead. You know what? We'll go back and listen to Sam's dog fart story again.
Go clean your chakra, asshole.
We should put up a best of and leave that there.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
By the way, I hope the title is Clean Up Your Chakra, Asshole.
Will they let that through?
Yeah. They don't care.
That's good.
They don't care.
I love it. All right. Hey, my love to everyone. Yeah. I'm nothing but love. Push the button.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast, we're your artificial friends.